It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Exodus today, Exodus chapter 29. We're going to begin reading with the 10th verse. And so please open your Bibles and follow along with me if you can. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I hope that that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the wonderful study today. Exodus chapter 29, beginning to read with verse 10. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt take the blood of the bullock, and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is about the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock, and his skin, and his dung shall thou burn with fire without the camp, for it is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of that ram. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood, and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and his legs, and put them into his pieces, unto his pieces, and unto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And then shalt thou kill the ram, and take his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon his garment, the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also thou shalt take of the ram the fat of the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all in the hand of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and thou shalt wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. Thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up, and the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by the statute forever from the children of Israel. For it is a heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel for the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offerings unto the Lord. The holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. And that the son of that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And thou shalt take the ram of the consecration, and seeth his flesh seeth his flesh in the holy place, and Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them, but a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And if aught of the flesh of the consecration, or of the bread, remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire, and it shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and to his sons, according to all things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them. Thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering, for atonement. Thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it. And it shall be an altar almost holy, most holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy. Now, that is that which thou hast offered up on the altar, 2 lambs of the first day, first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb shall offer in the morning, the other lamb shall be offered in even. And with the one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil, and a fourth part of a hin of oil for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, and even to even, and thou shalt do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and I will dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. There's a lot of reading today, but it was so important that we read the whole chapter, and then we're going to just pick some areas out to visit about the importance of the consecration, the sanctification, things of that. So let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come together and do this study. I thank you for your precious word, for your living word. Please that you will grow us and lead us, show us your way and will today. It's so important that when we open your book that we seek your will. We don't take our own interpretation, but we look to what you have for us to learn, and the Holy Spirit will teach us your way and will. So please today that be the case, that we have opened your word, we've read your word, now that the Spirit of God would touch our hearts. So please help us to be very attentive in listening and learn concerning the sin offering and the peace offering, and please, the burnt offering, please help us to learn those things. It's not things that we do today, but spiritually we need to know what they stand for. So help us to do that today. Touch every heart, saved and lost alike. Any person that's listening today, dear Father, I want this word to touch them if they're lost, that they're in their sin, and they need their sins forgiven, and that can only be done at the blood through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So please that come today, and then also all believers, all saved, that they will grow. And I ask this and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a wonderful day it is, each day that we have an opportunity to come together and to study the Word of God. And we have 3 offerings here that we've read and when we looked at these verses of Scripture. And the first is the sin offering, the next is the burnt offering, and the final one there, offering that they have many times, is a peace offering. And so I want to take just a few minutes and look at again what these, we've touched on it just a little bit before, and we're going to do the same today. And so as we look at these verses of Scripture, we find that from verse 10 to verse 14 is speaking of the sin offering. from verse 20 and 21 is telling us about the burnt offering. And then the 20 and 21st verse is what's telling us about the peace offering. So we need to just take a look at those sections of Scripture, and then we'll get on into many of the things that we look at. It's a wonderful study, and so I hope that your interest is piqued and you'll spend some time here taking a look at this. Make an atonement for them, this sin offering. You know, when we look at a sin offering, we think of this being something that is to take our sin away. Well, it's a sin. This sin offering is an offering made for sins that you have done unintentionally. By error. That's the point. It's by mistake, so to speak. You didn't mean to. That's what this sin offering is for. And we do many things. We say something or we do something that we should not have done, and we need to ask the Lord for His forgiveness. And so by doing that, why then what we do here is take our time and we ask the Lord to forgive us for things that we've done, when it is by means of mistake or by something, our mouth is activated many times before our brain is, and so we'll say something and we say those things, and when we do that, why, we shouldn't have, and we can't take those things back. Or we can't take an action back, and many times it hurts people. But the Lord will forgive us for that, and we need to make an offering unto the Lord for that. Now here, and it speaks in these verses of Scripture, the hows and the wheres and what. Leviticus is a much more thorough on these things, and so we're not going to spend a lot of time here. But the fourth chapter of Leviticus, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about it. But please understand that this is a sin in error. It's a sin that we receive forgiveness for, but it's not an intentional sin. An intentional sin, it's so sad because that breaks our fellowship with our God. Now, we have to understand that we have to take responsibility for our lives. And when we make a mistake, when we do something wrong, we need to come to our God and ask for forgiveness. The nation of Israel was no different. And even the sins that we commit that we don't know about, we need to, people, when you talk to them, they believe they do not need a Savior because, well, I'm pretty good. Well, even if every action that you thought was right, everything that you said was right, you're still nothing but filthy rags. You're a sinner. You're born into sin. There's nothing you can do. And so, please, we need to recognize that and look to that and understand that we need a Savior, and that's the only way. And after trusting in Jesus Christ as our Savior and getting our sins taken away, why, then is times that we come and this sin offering here. And this is for fellowship. You see, when you trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, the blood of Jesus Christ covers and takes away all of our sin. From the time from our birth to that time, and from that time till we die, it takes care of all that. And so all we need to do is come by faith to Jesus Christ and call upon Him, recognize you're a sinner and trusting in Him. He keeps you eternally. And so, you see, that's taken care of. But the problem is we're still in the flesh, and we still walk in the flesh. And so by doing that, then we need to recognize that we need to be careful each day, and we need to be responsible each day and search the will of God and stay with the will of God. Please be so, so careful each day that you do come, you do confess your sin, you do walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him each and every day. Now on to the burnt offering, the sin offering. You know, it is to cover the sins that maybe we didn't even know we committed. We've said something and it got to somebody else and it hurt them. We didn't realize that. Or we said something and we shouldn't have. That's what this sin offering's for. And the whole purpose each time is, again, for our fellowship with the Lord. And so it's so important that we don't have to bring an offering of substance as they did, but we need to come with a repentant heart before our Lord. And it's to make an atonement for them, so they must make an offering for themselves and before they could make an offering for the people. The high priest Aaron and his sons were responsible for themselves and for the people. And so not only now this sin offering we're talking about, you'll find that there's some repetition in the process. It's because they are not perfect. Now, our high priest right now, the Lord Jesus Christ, is perfect. He is perfect. But these men weren't. So they had to bring an offering for themselves before they could bring an offering for the people. And so that's what they would take care of. And then we realize that, again, the burnt offering, they took it outside the camp. Here, let's look at the 14th verse. The flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shall be burnt with fire without the camp, for it is a sin offering. This burnt offering outside the camp is to signify the imperfection of this time, this dispensation, for the sin of the priests themselves could not be taken away by those sacrifices. It must be a new and better way, which is the Lord Jesus. See, we live in a time right now where we just come by faith to Jesus, and he takes our sins away. And then we continue to ask him to forgive us as we make mistakes, as we sin in our sinful flesh. God walks with us each day. And so this wonderful sin offering here was a sin offering of sinning in error. In other words, unintentional. So that's the first. Now the burnt offering. This burnt offering we find in the next section of verses from verse 15 to 18 that we read. And as we read those, why we find another, one was a bullock, the next now is a ram. And this offering here, the burnt offering, we see is totally consumed. It's risen up into the heavens. It is complete. The only thing that isn't is again the skin, but it stands for to be entirely surrendered to God. Me as an individual needs to be entirely surrendered to God. And by bringing this offering, this burnt offering, it is a dedication of myself unto him. Now, again, I need to do this, but I don't need to bring an animal to do that. It needs to be done in the heart. It's a spiritual decision. God, I want to serve you. I want to praise you. And I make so many mistakes and I do so many things wrong. Please that you will forgive me, and I am dedicating myself to you. And that's something that each one of us should do. Do not do that lightly. It needs to be with all seriousness. And again, the purpose is that it is a dedication. It's to honor God, and it's to dedicate ourselves completely to him for his service. We need to be a living sacrifice. And so we know that this sin offering must be offered first. You see, we need to get the sin out of the road before we can serve him. And so remember that. And now on to the next, and we're looking at it. It is the 20th and 21st verse. And this you'll see to be the peace offering. Now this peace offering is something that helps us to understand the position that we are in grace. It is somewhat of a thanks offering. We need to praise our God. We need to thank him. And in order to praise him and honor him and thank him, we need to bring this peace or this praise, this thankful offering to him. This blood that is placed from the tip of the ear, the thumb, and the big toe, that tells us that it is from every fully, it's complete. And this promise, this covenant here, it is always done with blood. We'll find that through the scripture. Our churches today do not speak of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You think of the animal activists of what they would think of God's way of bringing offerings and sacrifices, because there were millions of animals that died that were put to death for this purpose. And so as we see this, as we look at this, we need to understand that this is God's plan. He had a point to this, and the point is Jesus, my son, will come. And we've got some 1,500 years to pass before that'll take place. But Jesus will come. And so whether it's the sin offering or the burnt offering or the peace offering, whatever it is, it must be done God's way. And when he says offer this animal or that animal, it must be done. There was means for the very rich, there was means for the very poor, that all could bring an animal, but there was always the blood. There was always the blood. And so please don't miss that, because the blood of Jesus Christ is perfect, and it's ever so important. And can you imagine as they would take this blood and they would touch the, they should kill a ram and take the blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons and upon the thumb of their right hand and upon the great toe of their right foot and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. Thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil, sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garments, upon his sons and his sons' garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments and his sons of his sons' garments with him. Each time that we take a look at these breakdowns and these things, the sin offering, the burnt offering, the peace offering, you know, this blood, you know, we talked about this, to think that the blood or a spot of oil would be on your garments, you wouldn't wear it. And yet this was a great adorning, because it does signify the blood of Jesus Christ. So please do not deny the blood of Jesus. If you deny the blood of Jesus, salvation is not yours. It's just that simple. God's word is so, so clear about that. Again, this peace offering is a type of thanks offering. There's a couple words that's in this section, and they're very prevalent. And one is to consecrate, and the other is atone. And those two words are words that are very, very important. And you'll find them many times as we read this section of Scripture to the 37th verse there. In the 36, atone, 37, 36 again, atone, 37, atone. Up in 29, consecrated, the 31, consecration, if you just 33, to consecrate, 34, consecrations. If you'll just look through, you'll find these words, and they're so prevalent in 35, to consecrate. And so I want you to take some time and look up what these words mean. It's so important to study the Word of God, to know the Word of God. To consecrate is to dedicate, to set apart. This is the reason for for service. We need to be ready. It denotes to serve or to worship. And to set apart, to dedicate. And that's the reason for these ceremonies that we're looking at here in the Scripture. And so, you know, when we come together, why, missionaries, you will send them out. pastors, you will send them out, and you maybe lay your hands upon their head or their shoulders and pray for them, and we are dedicating them unto the Lord. There's no special power in anyone's hand as they touch someone, but it's the principle that God has set forth. When we send out people to preach the gospel, we need to set them apart, dedicate them unto the Lord, and it is sending them out for service or for worship. And that's the reason you'll find this name, this word, so common in this section here, because we're preparing Aaron and his sons for service, for worship. And they are being set apart for that. They are being dedicated for that. And then this word atonement, we've looked at that many, many times. The blood, there is only way to have an atoning power in our lives, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. It means to be reconciled. There's many, you can look through and find many definitions, but we have to be reconciled with our God. And in order to do that, we have sin, and that sin has got to be removed. It can't be just covered. Now, with all these animal sacrifices that we're looking at, and if you look into the book of Matthew, book of Leviticus, you'll find quite an extensive discussion about all these. And right now, we're not going to take the time to look at them, but I do want you to see that as we look at these words, even though the animal they were offering was a part of the curse and would not take their sin away, in God's eyes, by doing that by faith, it would cover their sin, awaiting the time when Jesus would come to the cross. So you see, that's what took place. Awaiting the time for the Lord Jesus to complete the law. And that's what he did. He was perfect. He was a perfect offering, a perfect sacrifice, an innocent sacrifice. He had never sinned, and yet he took our sin away. He died for our sin. He took all of our sin upon him. Death. The wages of sin is death, and Jesus paid that price. And so by his atoning blood, we can have our sins forgiven. So you see why it's so important to come by faith to Jesus Christ? Do you see why it's so important to see and all the sprinkling of the blood and putting the blood upon the horns of the altar? It brought you right into that sacrifice, and they took your place. And that's all of the time. They had to be consecrated. They had to have the atoning blood of this animal. And again, this atoning blood was just a covering. But the atoning blood of Jesus Christ is perfect, complete, and permanent. Jesus just had to die on the cross once for us. So we've looked at the sin offering, the peace offering, or the burnt offering, and the peace offering. Those are all for service, for fellowship, and for us to have a wonderful relationship with our God. I hope that you see that today. That's the only reason we just read all the way through to that 37th verse. We didn't spend a lot of time on everything with the heave offering and all those things. I just want you to see the importance that's there. And that importance is that we have fellowship with our Lord. And we need to know how to be saved. And to be saved means to come by faith to Jesus Christ today. Call upon him. I hope the Spirit of God is dealing with your heart right now. And I hope that you trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, because that is the only means of salvation that's there. And it is with the blood of Christ. All these people offered thousands, millions of animals through the years as a picture of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's finished now. We don't have to do that. But we do need to prepare ourselves for service. We do need to forgive, ask God to forgive us of our sin, because we still live in the flesh. God's eyes are gone, but we need fellowship, and that fellowship will come then. What a wonderful study. Kind of a repeat a little bit, but I want to go through it one more time. We'll go on to the 38th verse next time we come together. My dear friend, I always end with this question. What are you going to do about Jesus?